Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, I have a little confession about myself.
I'm always up for like a confession.
Okay, so when I am really on top of my game, like I bought your birthday present so early, like months before your birthday. And then your birthday rolled around, and I kind of forgot about the birthday
gift. Well, it was February 7th, and it's April 20th.
I kind of forgot about it. So I got you the card because your wife had everybody write cards to you. I got you the card with the Sure House gift card in it. Because you weren't here for me to give you the actual birthday present. And I was cleaning the laundry room the other day, and I was like, well, looky there. There's Matt's birthday present. So I need to bring
that. Don't tell
me. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But can you relate to that at all, where you're so well planned that when the time rolls around, you...
You know what we used to do when, especially when the kids were little, we would buy things and put them like in the basement, and we would be like, okay, we're going to like save this for their birthday, and then we would forget.
Exactly. Okay, good day.
Listen, I have a confession.
Oh, okay.
These have not been great days.
Oh, okay, you go first.
We have been sick, all of us. The adults are getting fevers up in here. Like, you could probably hear it. If you've been with us since the beginning, since the dark ages of 2022, you know my voice is a little different right now.
Yeah.
But, like, we've been in it. We have been, like, trudging. And there are always moments.
Yes, sure.
For sure. You know, when you're sick, it's not great.
No.
But there are good moments, like...
Well, you guys had fevers.
Adults. Like, yeah. Adults with fevers is atrocious. Who has heard of such a thing? The children's get the fevers. But here, let me tell you one of the kindest things. So, my mom...
Because we are still talking about kindness.
Yeah, that's true. My mom took our kids on Saturday from like 9 o'clock to like 3 o'clock.
And were the kids not feeling good either?
Well, Fitz was kind of getting over the hump. But she took him to a movie, took
him to
a park. And
then you just could just sleep all day.
And we literally slept most of that time. That is kindness.
Listen, that is such kindness.
Oh my goodness.
And shout out Grammy B. Listen.
Grammy B.
If you are
listening. We know you're there.
We love you. Listen, I've always said this, and I believe it. When you're sick, hydration, staying hydrated, and sleep is one of the best things you can do for your body is to sleep. Somehow just goes into healing mode when you sleep.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, my good day is several days squashed together that all kind of ran into one, and Carlos and Heather Whitaker just came to visit, and I said to Daryl after they left, that was one of my favorite visits with them here. You know, just as you keep building friendship and as you keep getting to know one another, it's just, you just get closer and it just seems to get sweeter and better. And we just had so much fun. And we, you know, the expectations are set at just the right place. Mm-hmm. Like Heather has a certain expectation of things that she wants to do while she's in Amish country.
Right.
And I know those expectations, so I can meet them very easily and well. And we just had so much fun.
That's awesome.
And really, when people love Amish country as much as Heather and Carlos do, it makes it so easy.
I know. We're here.
Yeah. Like I can literally.
And you know the places.
I can drive her by a farm to get some milk and some eggs, and she's just as happy as can be. Now, listen, I'm not buying milk anywhere raw. No, I'm not doing that.
I mean,
but if
that's fine with me.
But you're not allowed.
Oh, sorry.
But I can go to family members, and I can, like, they can give it to me as a gift.
Sure.
And, you know, but so.
And you went to.
Let's talk about food.
If you don't know where they went, you're probably new here.
Yes.
But you know where they went.
Yes. We went to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. You know, anytime guests come into town, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market is the place I take them.
Listen, You can leave with every accoutrement of Amish country.
Yeah.
They've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
Yes, yes.
Do you know what that means? Do you know what that's from?
No.
It's from The Little Mermaid.
No.
Where have you been?
No, no, well, not watching The Little Mermaid, I guess.
Rude.
But, you know, you can get bulk food stuff. You can get, she loves the cinnamon chipotle rub there, which the next time you go there, if you're,
I bet she rubs it on a pork butt.
If you, yes.
That's what you
do. That's what she does.
I know.
And it's delicious. It is delicious. It's cinnamon chipotle. There's a regular chipotle rub.
Chipotle?
Chipotle. 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 How do you say that?
It sounded like you tried to put a little J on it.
No, chipotle.
Chipotle.
Chipotle. Anyway, cinnamon chipotle. She loves it. And
you said it.
Did
it?
Sorry.
You said chipotle.
Chipotle. Whatever. And then you can, they also have a great bakery there. They also have an incredible kitchen gadget. Shout out Peg Beachy. The women at the women.
Peg Beachy.
The women on the kitchenware side of the store, it's a that is a lovely section of the store.
And I did throw in a Disney reference as a joke, but they truly do have gadgets and gizmos. Like there's a wall full of any kitchen gadget you could want.
Any kitchen gadget. And the prices are great.
I agree.
That's where you can buy a really cool tomato knife too, just FYI. Oh,
I love a tomato knife. I
love a tomato knife.
Because it doesn't squish your skins.
Yeah, it's
Nobody wants their skin squished.
It's deeply serrated.
Yeah.
And it just cuts a tomato just perfectly.
I'm here for that. Hey, we are in week two of talking about kindness. And we wanted to follow up with a couple stories that we heard from last week.
Yeah, but aren't we going to do our new little series?
Okay, yeah, I totally forgot.
We're going to do our new little segment. We have a new little segment.
We have a new one.
I mean, we have several. We have so many. We just keep them on rotation.
I know. Here's our segment. We, you know, I was thinking, what people like about us that we've heard, the feedback that we've gotten, is that we are positive.
Yes.
And that we are just uplifting.
Yes.
And
life-giving,
it's like sitting with friends.
Yes.
But here's the thing. It's not all bunnies and sunshine. Like, sometimes there are things.
Why bunnies? Why can't it be kittens?
Because it's almost Easter. Oh, or it was almost just Easter. Here's the thing.
It's just Easter. It was Easter.
It's life isn't always sunshine.
No.
Like, there are things in this world that grind our gears. And, you know, we've been holding back for about almost 3 years now. We don't talk about the stuff that grinds our gears that much.
We're gonna each share two things.
Yeah, I'm ready to get into
that grind our gears. So share with us one of your this grinds my gears.
My first grinds my gears is it's a historically you've known about this for probably 20 years. Something that I hate is when I come to a three-way, a two-way, a four-way stop, even a six-way stop. Okay. I don't care how many stops there are. And we all come in a certain order.
Yes, correct.
You know, you pull up.
Yes.
I'm so courteous that I hesitate on my brakes if it's like, I want to show you that I know my place.
Yes.
Because I took traffic school.
If you pull up third, you know you go third.
Correct.
Right.
Like I said, I will literally let my foot off the brake so you know I moved a little more so you could go.
Right. Okay.
But you know what grinds my gears? Is the wave. When people who have no business waving me through a stop sign give me the little pat. It's like a little boop boop, like with their hand.
They give you a wave.
Like, I'm not here for that.
No.
Because don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do in a four-way.
I took the class. Yeah, don't tell me what to do. And it's usually a sweet person or sometimes a nasty person. There's really no in between.
There's really no way to tell, except for maybe in the gesture. You know, maybe the wave is a certain kind of wave where they seem bossy.
Yeah, I don't like that. Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, I've been with you.
Sometimes I'll wave back and I'll be like, no, you boop, boop. Like, don't tell me what to do.
Okay.
It really does grind my gears.
Something that grinds my gears. And this friend listens to the podcast, so she's going to know I'm talking about her. But something that grinds.
Something
that grinds my gears is when someone calls you, hangs up, and dials you right back again. Like they call you several times in a row.
Yeah.
It's like, if I didn't answer the first time, I can't answer the phone. So to continue calling back, now you have sealed the deal. I'm not answering.
Well, let's give this person the benefit of the doubt. Are they over 40?
Yes.
If they're over 40, there was a time where we didn't have answering machines. Maybe they don't know that your phone keeps track.
Maybe they don't know it.
That
keeps
when
ringing.
You open your phone, it's like you have had 5 missed calls from da da da.
Well, what's worse though? Why it makes me
crazy. Why you have crazy eyes.
Listen, why it grinds my gears is the call comes and I can't answer it. So I can't answer it. So I'm already like, oh, I can't answer that. But then hang up and dial straight back.
The way your hands are shaped, it looks like you've been kneading dough. You're like, my hands are in dough. I cannot answer
then
the phone.
Call straight back. I'm like, what part of I didn't answer the first time?
And here's the thing. If that person didn't do that very much, it might feel like an emergency.
Oh, you are giving the benefit of the doubt because this person does it compulsively.
Well, okay.
Okay, well,
here's my next one.
That's it. That's something that grinds my gears.
I'm with you. Here's my next one. I thought we knew this rule by now. It is 2025. We've had cell phones for a long time.
Yes.
Do not put it on speakerphone in public. Do not do it. Don't do it.
I can't stand
it. I don't want to hear.
Now listen, if you are hearing impaired, because I did this on Pillow Talk once and somebody came in and said,
okay.
If it's an older person that can't hear well, if you're hearing impaired, fine. But that's not the norm.
No.
That's not the general rule.
When we were in Hilton Head, we went to Chick-fil-A for lunch one day, and there was a lady sitting behind us that was trying to pay like a bill. And we were eating and talking to my in-laws, and I was like,
I can't stand it.
She's like, yeah, can you transfer me to blah, blah, blah? And then she's like shouting stuff.
Why?
And I'm like, guys, we've had cell phones for a long time. There's devices. Maybe you could like step outside or go in a car. It just feels really not courteous.
Right.
I don't know. And I don't want to say if it's a generational thing, because I think there's guilty parties all over the map.
Yeah,
everywhere.
That's true. But
just,
it just
like, don't do
you
it.
You know what? That just grinds your gears.
It does.
It grinds my gears. Okay.
Because I don't want to know. I don't want to know who's coming to the family reunion. I don't want to know what your rash looks like and where it is right now. I don't want to know.
Here's the last one, and it's from me, and this grinds my gears. And now at this age, because I'm 56 and I do what I want, I handle it. I cannot stand when you give a certain amount of money at a restaurant and say your change is $11 from the waitress, instead of giving me 2 5s and a 1, they will give you a 10 and a 1 as if to say, leave me a 10. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's such bad form.
Yeah.
Give me 2 5s and a 1. And then if I choose to give you 10, I'll give you 10. But when you give me a $10 bill, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look up at you and say, oh, hey, do you have 2 5s for this 10? Mm-hmm. That's what I've started doing it. Instead of it grinding my gears where it bothers me, like it bothers me even on the way home. Like, come on now.
That is bad. I was a waiter. That's bad form.
It's bad form. Like if it's $7 change and you give a 5 and 2 1s because you want the 5, give 7 1s.
Sure.
Or even ask, would you like 7 1s or would you like a 5 and
sure.
2 1s? But to give me like a 10 and a 1 that happened to me recently and I'm like, oh, I'm giving you $10.
Like, listen, I also like, I feel like that shows your age because who's carrying cash anymore?
Me.
Come on, Leanne.
Yeah. But you know what? That grinds my gears.
Well, maybe you should switch to cards. That would help.
So, welcome to our first little.
You know, I have to
snippet.
Say that was a little cathartic.
It was.
It felt a little good.
Felt a little good.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I feel a little lighter.
These are good days. We've got some juice.
My cough sounds like you. All right, we are in week 2 of talking about kindness, and you have a couple stories.
I do.
You know, last week we talked about maybe conventional ways that we, when you think about kindness, what automatically comes to your mind. And we had a couple follow-up stories from that we wanted to share. But this week we really do want to talk about maybe some unconventional ways to show kindness to people. But before we jump to that, you had some things you wanted to share. Are you going to tell the one first of the person that said you talked about me last week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me find her. This is
you
so
were.
Sweet.
She was reading this to me, and she's like, "You are gonna die about the message that I got."
Okay. Here. So we talked last week about a lady who talked about having some hardship in their family.
Right.
And her son and his girlfriend came over to do laundry. And while they came over to do laundry, they deep cleaned and cleaned the bathrooms and deep cleaned. And she said it was one of the nicest things that has been done for her in a really long time. So this is a message I got the day that podcast dropped. Hello, you don't know me, but you've talked about me in your podcast, These Are Good Days, episode 129. Listen to the nudge, part one. Around the 26-minute mark about doing random acts of kindness to show love, I wanted to share with you that I am the girlfriend who went over to one of your followers' house and deep cleaned her house top to bottom with her son. Okay, I'm not going to say this person's name, so I'm going to refer to her as she. So this girl says, she is one of the nicest people I have ever met in my entire life. I have been dating her son for the past 5 years. We are high school sweethearts, and we are both graduating college in the next week or so. Point being, I thought I'd give you some context on why I did what I did. For the past 5 years, and even before I dated her son, she has been the super mom to everyone. She is there for you no matter what. She shows up to track meets, robotic events, and stuff like that, even if her kids weren't involved, just to show you that she cares. I could go on and on about how wonderful she is. I will always happily go over to clean her house, do laundry, take out the dogs, because she has shown me nothing but love, kindness, acceptance for as long as I have known her. She is someone that I will always look up to and admire. I don't expect you to mention this at all. I just thought you should know that there are still good people in the world who only show kindness to others, and she is one of them. I will forever admire her, and I am glad I have a second mom to show up for me when mine can't.
I love that.
I love that. Yeah. And I love that she chose to share with me that she was the girlfriend of the son who cleaned.
Yeah.
It was so sweet.
I love that.
Okay, I'm going to share another one. Can I share another one? Okay. This is going to sound silly, but recently my husband and I were on a flight to Florida. I need a seatbelt extender when I fly, and have been utterly humiliated in the past when asking. This has actually become my biggest anxiety point when traveling. This is such an important story to share, because how you respond to someone, you might not think it's a big deal when it actually is a big deal, and it really has bred anxiety in their life. Like, this is an anxiety point for her when she travels.
Sure.
Anyhow, we sat down and the sweetest flight attendant had one hidden in her pocket and kindly and discreetly showed it to me with a huge smile. I started to cry. She took the time. She didn't forget. She didn't make me ask twice. She didn't tell it across the plane. She didn't toss it to me. She was gentle and caring and kind, and it meant the world to me.
I love that.
I thought that was such a good one. I think I might have one more, Matt. Yep. Okay. This one's a good one. Okay. The lady that sent this to me is 56 years old. Mm. And this happened 56.
What a coincidence.
And this happened to her when she was in high school and she's never forgotten it. She's 56. Concerning kindness done for me over the years, one that I will always remember is from high school. I wanted to go to a week-long youth conference out of state, Christ in Youth. My family wasn't poor, but we couldn't always afford the extras like this. Well, one of the older teen boys at my church, I was probably a freshman or sophomore, and he was a senior, wanted to pay my way. He worked, he saved up his money, and he wanted to share that with me by paying my way to this youth group trip. I honestly will never forget it. For a teenage boy to want to help out other kids in youth group who maybe couldn't afford to go is no small thing. That's so good. I mean, literally, I would love to meet that kid's parents, because that kid's parents,
they did something
modeled
right
to him, right? Generosity, and to do those kinds of things is so kind.
I love
so
that.
So good.
Well, thanks for sharing those stories. And I love that your Joy Scouts have been writing in stories to your Instagram. Yeah. It's nice to hear how kindness has affected other people.
Yes.
You know, this week we wanted to talk a little bit. Go ahead.
Well, in case people don't know, Joy Scouts are what I call, or actually it was voted on. You came up with the idea.
Yeah, I don't want to brag. But...
And it was between Leanderthals.
Which I'm like, that's a no.
And Joy Scouts. And so the Instagram.
But surprisingly, it was close.
Yeah. So Joy Scouts are what I refer to, and a lot of other people refer to as
and truthfully,
my Instagram community.
It's scouting out joy in the world.
Oh,
it's looking for joy.
I really believe I have some of the best people in my Instagram community. They're just incredible. So if you're a Joy Scout listening, go Joy Scouts.
And recruit another Joy Scout.
How would you?
Hey, you know, we want to talk a little bit this week about unconventional kindness, mm-hmm, because I think mm-hmm. when we talk about kindness, we immediately think of dropping off flowers at someone's house. Those things
yes,
are great.
Smiling at the bank
but
teller.
But I also yes. think kindness comes in different packages as well. Mm. And there's unexpected ways that mm-hmm. we show kindness. Mm-hmm. You know, we already talked about a couple of them, but the first one I thought of as a parent, I had my parent hat on today, is the kindness of discipline mm-hmm. to my children. Mm-hmm. You know, discipline, and anytime we are correcting each other, it could be a parent and a child, or it could be even in a friendship, the correction that we show each other in love with the outcome that we become better.
Oh, it's so
is
kind.
A kindness.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and I think when you hear that from someone that you know loves you, trusts you, really believes the best about you, and wants more for you, I think that is a huge kindness, because the reality is whatever they're correcting you on or saying, hey, I saw this, or you said it like mm-hmm. this and mm-hmm. it came across like mm-hmm. this, other people have seen it too. And so they have the courage to be the ones to tell you.
Yes. And listen, let me just say, I could just jump out of my chair right now only because Daryl and I are, you know, a season ahead of you and mm-hmm. Mallory, right?
Yeah.
So the whole repeating.
Yeah.
The repeating.
Yeah.
The having to repeat certain things.
Sure.
Like, hey, didn't we agree that you were going to have your homework done by, you know, those kinds
right,
of things.
Right.
But also just the, when you say discipline, I also think of instruction.
Right.
So our boys used to just drudgery, complain, fuss when they had to help in the kitchen. Mm. And they always had to help in the kitchen. When we had people over all the time, you know this.
A
we
lot,
had people
yeah.
live with us a lot of the time. You lived with
Not
us.
Not just me.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
All the time.
That's right. And the boys had to help in the kitchen, and they just thought that was, you know, the worst. But now, all these years later, I can tell you, I can attest to what you're saying, that it is true. They're 25 and 30. And you know how I know that was a kindness? Because now they are so good at it.
Yeah.
They are so yeah. good at
hosts.
They are so good at creating home. They are so good in the kitchen. They are so good at being just strategic and thoughtful in their mm-hmm. homes. They have a rhythm in their homes. Yeah. And I'm like, this is why.
Yeah.
This
totally.
Is a kindness. Your kids might say, oh, and complain mm-hmm. and fuss, and nobody else has to do these kinds of chores.
Right,
and
right,
nobody
right.
else has to help their mom clean up in the kitchen. All that stuff. But now truly, and you can use this line if you want. I think I've shared it before, but our kids would say things like, nobody else has to, you know, everybody else gets to do this and nobody else has to do that. And I would say, we are not raising you to be like everybody else.
Right,
so
right.
now they are 25 and a 30-year-old who really stand out when it
who
comes
are not
to
like everyone
who
else.
Are not like everyone Truly. Else and stand out, especially when it comes to home.
Yeah.
Because of the kindness of structure, the kindness of discipline, the kindness of instruction,
yeah.
like instruction that they did not want to do.
Sure.
You know, it does have value. It is a kindness. You're right. Because it's being kind to their future self.
Absolutely.
It's being kind
Absolutely.
To their, and it's also being kind to their future family and their future wife. Mm-hmm. Because I know both Joey and Teddy's partners both love and appreciate how they do home in the kitchen.
Absolutely. All right. Tell me one of yours.
Well, I was thinking about this because of my time in counseling. You know, I spent a lot of time in counseling. I spent like 10 years in counseling.
Yeah.
And probably the last 3 years of counseling wasn't as often as the first like 7 years, but boundaries, you know, have become a very big buzzword. And and sometimes I feel a little bit like, not offended, but a little bit like, oh, no, that's right. not a boundary. Right. Like, or when people are discussing boundaries, it's like, oh, no, like who's telling you that that is how you do a boundary right. or a boundary?
Right.
Like really for me, a boundary was a new thing when I was in counseling, and the way that the counselor helped me navigate that, you know, there's a way you navigate boundaries. One of them is keeping it in place and consistency.
Right. Right.
And boundaries are not romantic.
Ugh,
you know, boundaries are very hard. They're very hard to keep in place. They're very hard to put in place. And they're not usually, I would say 92% of the time, that's a made up statistic, but I would say most of the time boundaries are not received well by the person you're putting it in place with.
Right.
So, but boundaries are kind.
Sure.
And boundaries are not kind at the beginning. They feel very unkind. They feel very hard. They feel actually in some ways the person that you're putting the boundary in place with will even tell you that it's wrong.
Right.
Or it's dishonoring. That was a big one I heard, was that I was by putting in boundaries with certain people in my family, that it was dishonoring, you know, that I was dishonoring, you know, that person or persons.
Well, and I think here's the second layer to that is the kindness that you're showing is also to yourself. When you put up boundaries, Matt,
I had no idea.
Hey, I can't go on this. Whatever it is, we'll say a cycle with a person that you're in relationship with, you're not only showing them kindness by saying, we're not going to do this. You're actually showing, even I would say in some regard, even more kindness to yourself and self-care.
You know, yeah. And you know, you don't know until you know.
Right.
And when you start putting the boundaries in place, it's like, oh, well, this actually works. Oh, this actually is ugly and is very hard. Like the one time I put a boundary in place was concerning the way someone spoke to me, and the boundary that my counselor said that I was supposed to enact was you do not have permission to talk to me that way.
Right.
And the person kept talking to me that way, and I said, you do not have permission to talk to me that way, and if you keep talking to me this way, I'm going to say goodbye and hang up, and I just want you to know that ahead of time.
Right.
And that was a boundary that I had to keep putting in place, and it wasn't received well.
Sure.
It didn't go great, but what it did was it started to establish in me the permission that I wasn't giving permission to people to treat me any way they wanted
right,
to treat me.
Right.
And then I was in turn showing kindness to myself.
100%.
You know, I think that was part of what we're talking about. Part of what we're talking about, I want to tie it to boundaries are for really more for you than they are the other person. And boundaries eventually start to generate kindness toward yourself. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that even going in, that in the end, I would feel like this was kindness being shown to me.
Right.
Like, and then what in turn it's done is it's built some self-value in me. It's actually now when I hear the kind of language or the kind of communicating that had been done to me, I'm like, oh, whoa, no. Like,
well, and I also think it gave you power to tell other people to show them the kindness by looking at them and going, no, you don't need to accept that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
By putting that in yourself, you have the capacity to say, hey, I did it. You can do it.
Yeah. 100%.
You can stand up for yourself.
100%. And then really what it's done over the years now, all these years later, is it has helped me cultivate acts of kindness toward myself. Like,
sure.
Like I talk about frothy coffee on my Instagram, and some people could think that's a little cheesy, but the truth is that is a kindness to myself.
Sure.
It's taking an extra step with my coffee that feels special to show me that I am special.
Yeah.
You know, totally. So it is a kindness that I show myself.
Totally. All right. Here's another one that I was thinking of.
Okay.
The kindness of honesty. The kindness and honesty.
Even when it's hard. Do you need to cough? Go ahead. Cough it. Cough
it
out.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But the kindness of honesty, you know, we were talking about this before we aired is, you know, we're from the people pleaser generation. Mm-hmm. And I think it's even you more than me. And I think church adds another layer to that.
Oh, for sure.
And we're from the generation where if someone needs something, and I'll say this, I've studied the Enneagram quite a bit, not in the past like year or two, but you know, they say Enneagram twos are typically Christian women fall into that category.
And they're probably not really even a two.
Right.
It's just they've been trained in that culture. Yeah.
And I think sometimes, and I'm going to say especially Christian women are, and I'll even say truthfully outside of that, women of color are taught to just be kind. Just keep, don't be honest. But the kindness of honesty and the kindness of saying what you will and won't do, or when someone asks a favor of you, not to automatically say yes and then break your back to make it happen and, you know, rearrange your family schedule just to help this one person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I believe I've watched my mom in the past, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, rearrange her life to help, sometimes honestly to help us, where we're like, mom, just tell us the truth. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think the kindness comes in being honest, because when we are honest with each other, we like start making expectations then people start expecting things from us that we're like, we can't keep doing this.
Yeah. Well, and also I think we have been kind of guided or kind of taught to say yes when we really want to say no.
Totally.
Like, and so what can happen, and what has happened with me over the past, and I've gotten so much better at it, but what's happened with me over the past is I'll be like, oh, I'm not really sure. Let me see.
You know, ask Daryl.
Let me talk to Daryl. And when I know in my heart, I should say no, and I know I'm going to say no, but I just feel like it's not kind to say no.
Sure.
It's kinder to say no right then than it is to say, well, let me see, and drag that person. Because really, if it's you, say it's you, mm-hmm, and you're like, hey, I need some help on this day. And I say, oh, let me see, let me touch it here. And I kind of string you along. It's keeping you from getting done what you need to get done or accomplish what you need to accomplish.
Or I would ask someone else and be like, hey, you can't do it. Okay.
Yes. And I think it's just being brave. And I would say in the last 5 years, I've seen a shift of even on social media of people being braver at the no, at saying the no. I think it's become more acceptable to just say no.
Listen, to that end, sometimes no is the kindest answer you can give.
Correct.
For yourself and for the other person.
Yes. Brené Brown coined the phrase, clear is kind.
Right.
So when we are clear and when we speak clearly and when we say things clearly, that is a kindness.
100%.
And I think in Christian culture especially, we have been taught almost to behave in the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
say yes. Oh, sure. Of course. And then if you're grumbling behind the scenes or in the car on the way to do whatever you're going to do, especially in front of your kids, it's not a good look.
Well, and I think that defeats the whole purpose, right?
Right.
So like, I don't want someone to come help me because they feel obligated and then they're grouchy and doing it.
Right. Correct.
If I ask someone to either hang out with me or do something for me or help me with something, I want them to do it and like want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's not kind. I don't want that.
Right.
Here's my last one, is the kindness of restraint. So what I mean by that is you have an opportunity every day to think about what's going to come out of your mouth, to think about what you're going to do with your time, to think about what comments you're going to make. Like if someone's like, oh, so-and-so is so this, and you have a choice to restrain from contributing to that, or you even have a choice to say, hey, whoa, 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 that's not how I see it at all, and let's not spend time there.
Yes,
but I think the kindness of restraint is, it shows that you're able to deny yourself of that juxtaposition when you want to feel better than
somebody. Or the instant gratification of just saying it.
I know.
Like, you know, I had something recently happen where I just had a lot I could say and wanted to say and really could have just went on and said a lot. But you're right. By showing restraint, thinking about it, praying about it, letting some time. Because listen, when emotions are high or things are being said and done, and often this can happen when you're raising children, you know, between friends and things happening at school, and you're just ready to just call that parent and have a what for, you know, to restrain yourself and really patterning that and modeling that in front of your kids is important.
Sure.
But it is not only kind to the person that might be on the other end of everything you're going to say, but it's also kind to your reputation.
100%.
It's kind to what people think of you, because I don't want people to look at me and say, you know what, whatever she's thinking just comes flying right out of her mouth. Yeah. I mean, and we both know people like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and listen, if you're somebody that just says it like it is, you know, there is a component of your reputation and a price you pay for that.
Totally.
And I don't want that.
We actually have a whole episode about I say it like it is. Do you remember that? We did a whole episode about that. Maybe that's not
maybe,
the most
maybe you
wise
shouldn't
thing.
Say it like it is. Yeah. Like maybe you should, maybe the kindness that you can show the person on the other end is to restrain, to show some restraint, and to come back at another time and have a conversation when it actually even can be received well.
Absolutely. Because I think that shows true transformation and shows kindness to each other.
Yes.
That you're not going to just fly off the handle.
Kindness to the relationship too. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
absolutely. Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us in this conversation all about unconventional kindness. You know, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.